Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we are pleased to visit with Ephraim Danforth of Wardrobe the Boutique. Good day, Ephraim. How are you?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
I am excellent, and thank you for calling in today. And we're excited to speak with you about all things related to Wardrobe the Boutique, the glamour lifestyle industry, the trade shows that we both were just at, and all great things. Are you ready?
I certainly am. I'm super excited.
Excellent. Well, Wardrobe the Boutique, it is a boutique located in Sugarland, Texas. Where is that, and how do we get there?
All right. Well, Sugarland, Texas is one of the major metropolitan suburbs of Houston, so it's really easy to get to from just about anywhere. Houston is, for most places, a quick flight, an affordable flight, so we find that clients from all across the country love to make the trip because it's easy, it's quick, and affordable.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been in business?
We have been in business. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary. So it's been a whirlwind year, but despite the fact that we've only had a physical store for the last 12 months, all of the people involved in Wardrobe the Boutique have been in the industry for a substantial period of time. So we are new as far as a physical location, but we're certainly not new to the business.
And, of course, there has been a whirlwind year. I've seen you many times at the Miss America pageant as well as Miss USA. Why do you think that the boutique has done so well within its first year?
I really believe we've been so lucky with working with amazing girls because we take a different approach to the process of buying that perfect pageant dress. Our process is very much a custom and couture approach to helping develop and design those gowns. And again, I think our customer service has set us apart from other people in the industry, and we have just been just crazy lucky with amazing clients. And most importantly, wonderful referrals from the clients that we've already taken care of. Our clients and the girls that we have dressed are our greatest asset.
What type of designer lines are you currently carrying?
Currently, we carry Tony Bowles, Sherry Hill, Giovanni Couture, McDougal Pageant line. In addition, we have a lot of great daily wear pieces that we carry. We're carrying JVN, which is a great new line from Giovanni, a little bit more high fashion. Joseph Ribkoff, the official dresser for Miss America organization, Samuel Dong, Simon Chang. We just got some great daily wear pieces as well. In addition, we are a full-service bridal salon. So we carry all the great bridal designers, and in some cases, some of those bridal designers even cross over because they can do custom pieces as well. Our offering is vast, to say the least.
Now, you mentioned bridal. So bridal, social occasion, pageant, red carpet. Do you also deal with prom?
We do. We do a lot of prom. That was something that was not always our initial intention as we got into this. Our focus and our true passion lies in pageantry. But prom and pageantry go hand in hand in many ways, especially when you're talking about some of the smaller prelim pageants, certain systems that are not looking as much for the super high-end couture. Some of those great prom lines that are done by the designers like Tony and Sherry and Giovanni cross over so well. So it's been a great way for us to serve the prom market and additionally provide yet another option to our pageant contestants who are looking to get started or doing a smaller pageant. So they really go hand in hand, and it's allowed us to just offer so much more to our clients. So when you walk in, you literally have hundreds and hundreds of gowns available to choose from, not only to buy off the rack, but to use as inspiration for designing your custom couture gown.
And especially in some of the teen pageants, the prom lines are a definite crossover.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there are instances and cases where it is absolutely appropriate and in some cases necessary to be wearing a high-end, high-dollar couture creation. In other cases, there are pageants where it's completely appropriate to wear a prom gown from one of these major designers who use a similar design aesthetic. You know, if you really look at it, each designer has their own aesthetic and own design philosophy, and those philosophies and aesthetics transcend from their pageant collections to their prom collections. The difference you'll see is in the materials used. You'll see it in a polyester as opposed to a silk chiffon. You'll see a lower grade of crystal as opposed to Swarovski. But the basic design aesthetic can be very, very similar. And I always say with a little bit of bedazzling and a lot of love, we can take what looks like a very simple prom dress and make it pretty phenomenal on stage.
In doing the custom work, what other type of services do you provide your clients, whether prom or pageant?
One thing that we really pride ourselves on is that it's not just about selling a dress and putting it out the door. The clients that come in really receive a level of customer service. If you buy a prom dress and you take it out the door and you come back and it's 3 months later and you need to wear that dress again for some reason, bring it in. My staff will steam it for you. With every purchase, we offer substantial discounts on jewelry and accessories, because I'm also very much a firm believer that it's important to dress yourself from head to toe and making sure that you have all the accessories and pieces that you need to complete the look. Mm-hmm. Also, for our out-of-town clients, we do provide concierge services. Now, there's a caveat to that. We don't actually pay for your airfare, but we will help you facilitate booking the airfare, having a car pick you up at the airport, bringing you to our boutique, guiding you through the shopping process, arranging for lunch, having the whole day, and then getting you back home. So it really can be a stress-free process to come in from out of town. That's a lot of times, I think, what is discouraging to many, many girls is if they don't have a great resource close to home, trying to figure out where to go and how to get there can be overwhelming. So many times girls are overwhelmed, broke, and extremely exhausted before they've even started the process mm-hmm. of trying on dresses. So we try to take that stress out of the process for them as often and as frequently as possible.
And this is all part of your custom approach, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Custom design services. Let's talk a little bit about that.
With our custom design services, we have been extremely, extremely blessed and developed strong relationships with all of the designers and all of the manufacturers that we carry. So with that, we have really been able to go through, and if there's a piece you love, you like the top of dress A and the bottom of dress B, I can call up the designers and or the manufacturers and facilitate those changes. In some cases, it's 3 or 4 dresses, and we may combine those things, or it's a matter of I want something completely custom, and we'll get the designer on the phone and begin that design process. So what I always say is our clients are limited only by their imagination and their pocketbook.
You know, here at Pageantry Magazine, we always speak about celebrating the glamour lifestyle. You know, we've been in it since 1962. You've been in it a while. Again, the boutique is new. You used a word that caught my attention. It was passion. Why do you feel the glamour lifestyle industry is so popular and growing?
You know, in the world that we currently live in, there seems to be so much that is just whirling around us in a crazy frenzy. And there's so much to worry about. But there's something about putting on an amazing gown and feeling like a princess, even if it's just for one night or one weekend or one pageant. There's something about that that is not only a joyful experience for the contestant, but I think in many ways it's a refreshing break from reality for all the people who are involved, myself, their family, their friends. You know, there's something about stepping out of that mundane daily grind and just feeling beautiful. I think that's so important. You know, I use the word passion because I truly am passionate about fashion. I believe that a woman should dress every single day for everything she does. In America, we've really dumbed down fashion. We've gotten lazy when it comes to dressing. It's really easy to throw on that pair of blue jeans and an old tank top. But there are little things you can do on a daily basis that can even take that blue jean and tank top and make it a little bit more glamorous. And I think that that just makes us feel good from head to toe. And when we look good, we tend to feel good. And when we feel good, we're more productive, we're more lively, we're more energetic. And the people around us, that attitude and that experience is infectious. And that's what I try to provide to my clients. I try to be that infectious, positive energy that rubs off on them, that hopefully will go on and rub off to everybody else, even the judges in the judging panel.
I've noticed that when I'm around you personally. You kind of bring the level up a little bit. And keeping with fashion, where do you see the industry moving within the next year or two?
You know, I think we are going much more, I don't want to use the word avant-garde, but I would say we're going edgier in fashion. I think the days of, you know, the same old dress, done the same old way, 20 different ways, are gone. I think people are looking for something edgy and different. I think we're trying to find ways to be sexy without just completely giving it away. What I always say is find that sassy dress and then add a little bit of sweet to it. I think we're going there. I think we're going much more red carpet because, again, those are pieces that not only will look great on stage, but they're pieces that you'll use again and again in your life. So I really think that that's where the industry is starting to trend, and we're looking for pieces that have multiple use and maybe a little bit less specific. So I really think that that's kind of where we're headed.
Any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
You know, the best parting thoughts I have for anybody who's listening, and I'm going to speak specifically to those people who may be looking for pageant garments, is don't be so caught up in what you think people want you to wear and what you think judges are expecting you to wear. Focus on the basics. There's a basic checklist that you need to check off every time you pick a gown. You want to make sure that it's the right shape for your body, that it's age appropriate, that the color is complementary to your skin tone. Those are the basic things that you need to check off and go through, and that's the process that any good wardrobe consultant will help you through. But at a certain point, it really becomes about buying something you love, because that's an organic presentation that you're going to give on stage, and you can't fake it. I have seen so many times girls on stage that are in amazing gowns, but it's so evident that they don't love it. And then there's other girls that are just so blatantly in love with their gown that they own every second in the spotlight. And I think you can't put a price on that, and I cannot express the importance of that. So check off your checklist, but then fall in love with your gown. You will feel great about the purchase. You will feel great on stage, and you're much more likely to get a winning result in the end.
And very good words of wisdom from Ephraim Danforth of Wardrobe the Boutique. Ephraim, I appreciate your time today on the Pageantry Podcast. We look forward to seeing you out on the road.
Sounds great, Carl. I look forward to it. Thanks again.